Hello, everyone. Welcome to That Time of the Week. I'm your host, Maddie Smith. Here we go. What the fuck is up? We are 1 year into quarantine. We did it. Or we didn't do it. I don't know what to say. It's so weird. I'm celebrating this 1 year anniversary by saying things like, it'll be just a couple more weeks. And I needed this time off for sure. What a great break. I will say this past year is the first time I've ever committed to doing something for an entire year. That's some, usually I give up after 6 weeks, but this time I can say I did a full year. 2 years ago when I told my therapist I wish I was more consistent, this is not what I was looking for, but I appreciate her giving me what I asked for. One thing that people are doing consistently is not having sex, okay? The Cut recently reported that people and couples during quarantine are not fucking at all. And if you're single, you're probably hooking up with your ex. The sample size for this article was one they just asked me. I'll tell you one, I am not, there's nothing that makes me drier than seeing my boyfriend play video games in his boxers, work in his boxers and a button up and a tie, and then come into bed in the same outfit. And then me say, did you shower? And he says, I think I did yesterday. Yeah, I'm not blowing you, bitch. Okay. Yeah. And it's hard because he's like there all the time. And now post quarantine, you know, we're going to, what I think we should do post quarantine, everyone in a couple should go out and have really bad sex with other people so they can come back and appreciate their significant other. That's the only way I'm going to fuck Andrew. So I told him that. He said, no, thank you. And then speaking of people who are also and have not been having sex since before it was cool, Dungeons and Dragons had an awesome freaking year, which points to my theory that anyone who had a good year in 2020 is a fucking loser. So that's what I have to say. Let's introduce your guest. We're going to be talking about these topics and so much more in today's episode. So let's introduce them. We got Katie Boyle.
Hi.
What the fuck is up? And Caitlin Palufo.
Oh, hello.
Hello, America. Hello. I keep forgetting to do the roast jokes and now I'm just, you know, not cool anymore. Now I'm just like a woman in comedy.
Oh God, please don't do them. My confidence can't handle gonna it roast this week.
Me? Yeah. I used to be like, introducing Katie Boyle. She blah, blah, blah. With the blah blah blah.
That's exactly
looks
what
like
I do.
Blah blah blah. And had a
baby. I do a lot of blah blah blah.
Yeah, so you're good. She's got a middle part. She's trying to be Gen Z. That's all I have to say.
I mean, I'm not getting rid of the skinny jeans. I made a compromise. Middle part, keeping skinny jeans. All of my jeans are skinny, so they're all like 10 years old.
My thing with the skinny jean thing is I got a variety of pants. Some are skinny, some are wide. Mm-hmm. Depends on how fucking fat I feel that day.
I have one wide, and I'm happy with the wide. But yeah. I can't get rid of all the skinny. I can't afford that.
No. And I have soccer calves. They don't, the wide jeans just fit my calves. So then I just look like I have bad ankles.
That is so true. When I try to wear like the boyfriend jean, yeah. I look like a father.
I look like square pants. I look
like SpongeBob.
They're tied on me. Thank you. I'm telling you.
I can't remember his name. Square pants. It is true. You have to.
I know.
Gen Z doesn't know yet, but they don't know that you have to be 110 pounds to look good in those kind of clothes.
Sorry, boyfriend jeans is a lie. Anyway, boys have no hips. So
I know.
No girl is really fitting into boyfriend.
You have to be androgynous to pull off these fits.
Yeah, no.
Which I am
so
not.
So rude.
I got big Irish hips.
I know. Mm-hmm. I got the thick thighs and the thick calf. They're good. We called them, my dad said, you've got calf player legs, which is like football legs, which is kind of not great.
Okay, watch it. All right. That's my big claim to fame.
We got softball skinny over here. Let her
Thank
have it.
You. It's literally all I have.
I just, you know, when someone's saying that to you, look at your footballer legs.
I'm like, thunder thighs has been my nickname since I was five.
Since she
but
was
now
in the womb.
Thighs are hot. Thick thighs are hot. So
yeah,
there you go.
That's
you're
what they're
hot.
Saying.
Yeah, I got footballer thighs.
Yeah.
And,
you got that guy
thighs. Steve gets lost in them. So where'd she go?
Where's her puss? What's going
Where's
on?
Where's that puss? Follow the hair, honey. Follow the hair.
Allison thighs. Yeah, well, I love that your dad supports you. And men are always like, muscle, I would like a thick girl. And then they always go for the tiny girl. So fuck you and your fucking stupid ass support. Fucking men.
I had a guy, so thick means stupid in Ireland, and I had a guy write on my podcast review Katie's thick, and I was like, that's fine. If any American reads it, they're just gonna be like, oh, he's calling her sexy.
Yeah.
And then I was dumb though.
Something I had to get used to after joining Wild 'N Out is people commenting that I was thick and it being a good thing. You know, as a white woman, mm-hmm, we're always trying to get smaller. Mm-hmm. And people would be like, Maddie, what are you eating? And I'd be like, bitch, nothing. But they say that as a compliment because, you know, being curvy in some cultures is appealing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I became very popular when I moved to New York. I was like, this is great. I had no idea. Everybody, like your whole life, you're there just, oh, she's an athletic build. Right. And here is just like, hello.
Hello.
And I was like,
bend over.
I know. It happened to me a few times.
Well, you have that joke about bending over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guy, this is a true story. He said, hey, miss, you dropped something. And then I turn around and I bent over.
First year in New York, you're like, wait, what?
I would do that too. I'd be on the floor looking for it. For
I'm poor. It could be anything. I'll take it.
It could be my health insurance card, my license, $10. I'm bending over, bitch.
Yeah, I need whatever is on the ground. Whether it's mine or not, I got to get it.
Yes, turns out it was your dignity.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, let's get into our first segment, all right? It's called Let's Sync Up. Well, let's get into this. So we always like to start the pod with one question to get us on the same page. Today's question on the vibe of 20% of people have their first dose, okay, of vaccinations. Oh, yeah. So things are cooking. What is the number one thing that you are most looking forward to when we return to society? Number one, literal number one thing.
Performing in places that have bathrooms.
Oh, that's a really good one.
My God, that's mine too.
Can I tell you, the moment that pissed me the fuck off, I was such a Karen that day. Well, mentally, I didn't do anything outwardly. Show in Central Park. I was on a road trip from Virginia to Central Park. I made it in time for the show. I got a piss like a motherfucking donkey. Like, it's coming out of me. I'm about to get a UTI. Central Park has one bathroom. What does Cuomo do? Locks all the bathrooms during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
People were like, what the fuck? I was about to piss on the ground for my set. That's what I was going to do.
It was awful. I also wee a million times a day. I have wee anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's a real...
I got a lot of UTIs under my belt, so I don't mess with the urethra stuff.
Oh, yeah. No. I cannot wait. I just recently went to the did the Central Park show like a week ago, and they had one bathroom open, line out the door. It was disgusting, and you're just like, please God, let me pee somewhere with a janitor, you know, like just anything in a warm place
I'll take fucking shit in the sink as long as it's inside. Paper towels as the toilet paper, as long as it's not this line in a park in 40 degree weather.
And that's if you're lucky, because then you do these rooftop shows and they're like, we don't let anybody come into our house, but you can be on our roof. You just pee before you come, and you're like, but you had me bring drinks.
I know.
What are we going to do? What are we doing
here? I drove an hour to get here.
Yes.
I did a backyard show where they said, no, you can't use it. I had to walk nearly 15 minutes to a random coffee shop to pee and then come back. That was me gone 30 minutes.
Yeah, of course. It's a male-oriented industry.
It sure
is. The male world. Men are setting up shows that they don't even realize. Oh,
it was a man who booked me through. You're right. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't thinking about it, because he just put his willy over the wall.
Yeah, they put their willy over the wall. What if we stood in the corner and pissed? Everyone would say, oh, arrest
dirty
her.
Dirty bitch.
Yeah. Dirty whore fucking slut.
It's getting on my shoes.
My pants. I'm about to start wearing diapers if this shit doesn't open back up soon. On the outside of my pants.
This
just
is
to
making
show
me
you.
Need to wee. We gotta stop talking.
I'm sorry. I'm very excited about that. I'm excited about an interior show with all the bases covered. Water, I know where I can get it. The bathroom, I know there's like a bodega across the street where I can get food. I don't like sitting in the grass waiting to go up.
No. And everybody can see you?
No.
Oh,
A green room. Give me a green room.
Give me a green room.
There's nothing more humiliating than sitting under a tree waiting to go up.
Also, I want to video my sets. I can't video my set in the park. Someone will rob my phone.
You can't video.
Someone messaged me going, email me going, can we have a set? We want to put you in rotation for a club. And
shut
I was like,
shut the fuck up.
I videoed my last set from a tree.
Yes.
Like, no, I have a fucking video from like a year ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's fucking awful. Everything has been awful, in my humble opinion. Everyone's like, the park shows were fun. Mm-mm, not for me.
I actually loved them. I did. I was just so happy.
I hate being outside. I started stand up because it was inside in a dark place where no one could see every inch of my body.
Yeah, Maddie, you burn. You can't be outside.
I burned this whole fucking thing. I should write this off as a health disability crisis because me, I had to bike from a store. I biked 8 miles. There was one time I biked 8 miles to the show. They didn't call it all day. Thunderstorm 100% at 6 p.m. They didn't call it. Then I get there. We called the show, guys. And then who's standing outside? Oh, the rain's coming. Maddie Smith. Yeah. Who gets fucking drenched because she biked 8 miles? I was too afraid to say I can't come.
I know, right? Because you think your whole career is gone then. And yeah. You have fucking TV credits. You're worried. How do you feel about it? She is TV. How do you feel about me? I have nothing behind me.
I know, okay? You got nothing.
I would have been there. I would have been there with the umbrella getting fucking electrocuted.
Yeah. You for sure have to show up.
Yeah, you gotta go. You say the show must go on and then you perform in the thunderstorm.
And then I get up and say cunt 5 times. No wonder I'm not on TV.
Right. Yeah, I will agree with that. What I'm most excited about for post-pandemic is when you go out and it's like a Tuesday summer night and you accidentally black out because you're just like having so much fun. Yeah. And then the next day you're like, what the fuck happened? Like an unexpected blackout, you know?
Yeah, that happened to me a few times at New York Comedy Club.
Yes.
Reg would just be like, oh, we're doing shots now. And yes. then it's like 3 a.m. and I'm just like, who's your daddy?
During the pandemic?
Like, just trying to.
And who's mine? And wait, call him.
During the pandemic?
No.
Just like
sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not missing those. I am not missing those.
Well, that's how far into quarantine I am. I'm saying I miss those.
Yeah.
No. Because early quarantine, I'd be like, I'm so glad I can clear my head. I'm not going out and about. And now I'm like, give me the Uber at 4 a.m. saying, can I have the aux card? give me looking up and being like, wait, we're in a dollar pizza place, like how did that happen?
I don't want this. I don't want to wake up any like again being like, who did I kiss? And then have to like,
I want that.
Oh, see, I already know who I kissed.
Maybe I need a husband.
Did he break up with me? Yeah. What did I do?
Maybe it's because I have a boyfriend. I'm like, bring it back. I also think about if I was single, I would be about to be a fucking slut right now. I would be say, bring in this STDs, bring on the pregnancies, bring on the cum.
I've been a slut during it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go back to being a slut. I'm one of those people who has sex and then I get attached.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm trying to make a husband out of a guy with like a 12 credit score, you know?
Literally. Like
I got that out.
Oh, I gotta stop doing that.
I did that so many times.
Mm-hmm. I get the Oxycontin real bad and I have to go, it's just the Oxycontin. What's it called? Is that what it is?
Oxycontin?
You have sex and then it releases a hormone like oxy something and then you think
Oxycontin is an opioid.
Yeah,
that like, actually destroys families. I don't think it's really
okay. Oh my god, are you from West Virginia?
Are you from upstate New York? Is it cotton mouth?
No, it's oxy something.
No, it's endorphins. No, it's
it begins oxytocin.
No,
that's in your image and your head. Oxygen
is something. It's oxygen. It tricks you to think it's that the guy is a good person.
I've never.
And then it's not a good person. You think
serotonin.
Like
No,
oxytocin
dopamine
or something. Anyway,
okay.
And then you realize that you have to be like, oh, I only like him now because of the oxy. And then, you know, so that's why I have sex and then I fall in love and then I break up and realize, oh, I only liked the sex.
Yeah.
So I've never really hooked up with someone and like loved the sex. It was more just like, I don't want to get rejected. I have low self-esteem.
Oh,
so I'll attach myself to this person who texted me back once.
Yeah. You know? I know, right? I've never had sex with someone it takes like 6 times for it to be like, now it's good.
Oh,
yes.
And by then he's my boyfriend. Yeah. Anyone who comes back 6 times is
we're married.
Andrew or Steven, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, no, I have put sex
you
on the first
Steven?
Time.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
He fucking wishes. You wish, Steven.
Wait, what sex are you guys? I have good sex on the first time.
No, that's because you got a hot little body.
Yeah. You fuck with the lights on. Get out of here.
You got that Irish exploratory.
I just touch myself. I'm having a good time no matter what.
Oh, see, I need a vibrator. You can't whip that out the first time. It's very nerve-wracking. And they're like, what the... apparatus? And you're like, well, if I'm never going to see you again, then I'll whip out the apparatus.
Yes.
But if it's like, oh, we had a date and I'm going to see you at work tomorrow. Like,
exactly.
I got to wait.
Totally.
If I needed it, I'd whip it out. But I just use my hand.
I mean, now Caitlin in her 30s would whip it out. But Caitlin in her early 20s was
that's true. Yeah,
oh, no.
I'm 30, so I'm having sex as a 30-year-old. Yeah, so.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. When I was in my 20s, I was just fucking fat and blackout. And then was like, take me from behind.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, I don't want to look
sorry.
At you.
In my 20s, I wasn't even orgasming. I didn't know how to.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just still single.
You're still single. Yeah. So sad.
But you know your body, so you're going to be
great.
Fine.
I'm having, yeah, I'm having a great time.
You're like the Samantha of the group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys are like talking about being a slut after COVID. I'm like, never stop to me.
I see.
I'm not a slutty, but I like sex. I still date.
Well, I think the term slut is outdated.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't think it exists anymore.
It does exist. I get called a slut all the time on the
internet. Yeah, but
that's on the internet. The internet also does not exist. I would argue.
I mean,
once you step out and have a conversation, you forget the internet even exists. It does not exist.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating because it's like I want to have sex with whoever I want and enjoy it. But there's still that like in shame inside that is ridiculous. I know it's ridiculous. I would never shame you for having sex.
Well, you're Catholic and Irish.
Yeah, no,
I can't.
You didn't stand
that.
A chance.
Yeah, it's your DNA. You're made of corned beef.
I know. I get my logical new American voices. It's like, it's fine. You're having sex. You've had sex with two guys in a month. It's fine. And then I'm like praying, you know, sorry, Lord.
So, I once had sex with two guys the same day.
Oh, wow.
You're fine.
You are fine.
I feel better.
I think our version of what you have, like the American girl feels that way about like food, you know, because we were raised in like eating disorder households. Mm-hmm. You were raised in like sex, abstinence households.
Mm-hmm. And we were told to eat because the famine. It's like right. It's like literally.
We were told to not eat because we're disgusting whores.
Yeah.
So
don't you want to find love?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Only eat peas.
If you left the dinner table without eating your food, and I think actually the more you feed a kid like at a younger age, their metabolism is better, so they can eat more.
Yeah,
I think if you're like starving the little kid or giving it like anxiety, of course then it's gonna have shit metabolism.
Well, I was starving because the food fucking sucked. They didn't not feed me, but they fed me the shittiest food that I was like, I don't want this. Yeah. So now when I'm around Oreos, I can only eat 50. Like I can't. So I feel what you're saying about the guilt.
Yes,
but in different facets.
Yeah.
See, my mom would always like bake when she was sad.
Oh.
So whenever we were sad, we would just eat.
Yes.
And so now I'm like, baking bread when I'm sad.
Totally.
And just making cookies. And Steve's like, oh, Caitlin's sad again. Okay. We got all these baked goods. I swear to God, one like within a 2-day period, I made cookies, I made a cake, and I made bread.
That sounds awesome. Like, but what kind of cake?
Who's hungry?
What kind of cake?
I believe it was a vanilla cake.
Mm. What is?
Oh no! It was zucchini bread.
Oh,
I made zucchini gluten free,
healthy though.
I'm trying to
healthy.
Be skinny.
Healthy zucchini,
gluten free,
vegetable
zucchini bread. I made chocolate chip cookies and I made bread, peasant bread.
Oh,
I really want bread now.
So what? So what's good about that though is you live with three other people, so they'll eat it. But
yes.
If it's just Andrew and I have got eaten 24 cookies in one night because it's just us two.
Mm.
So. That's just you have more productive 12, household for
that's
baking.
That's just 12 cookies each. That's not a lot.
That's a lot.
That's not even a baker's dozen. It's just a regular old
I'm
dozen.
I'm pretty skinny. So, all right, Katie, what are you most excited about?
I guess dancing and bars. Oh, but I kind of like
European.
This like
at the disco?
Discotheque.
I miss dancing. I miss dancing.
I don't think I've ever been dancing in New York.
No way.
I know dancing in New York.
I'm not dancing in New York. You're getting fingered in the bathroom.
You're getting fingered in the bathroom and you wake up in the Bronx. Yes.
My friends are Latinas, so I go to all these places where I'm the only white person and then I go, I don't, you know, people, it's like, anyway, we won't get it. But it's fun. I like the dancing.
I don't know what was just mumbled.
Yeah.
So,
I
was about to say something, but I was like, I didn't want to be offensive, but I go to Bembe and it's like reggae and like a lot of time we go and it's like Latin reggae, but everybody's like dancing on top of each other and that's fine, that's normal. But when you're Irish and you first go there, you're like, why is this guy rubbing my back with his penis?
Yeah, a little bump and grind.
But it's like everybody does that there. So
in the morning, I call it the rise and shine.
Ew, I hate when his penis is on you and get that thing off my back. How fucking dare you?
Oh my God, I can't wait to have a penis on my back.
That sounds like a high school dance, the reggae grind.
Yeah, it's fun though. I do like dancing a lot.
I remember that sounds fun.
Yeah.
If you're drunk enough.
But I'm also
I'll do anything.
I'll do anything when I'm
I think the bars the bars are too
I'll fuck you in public. Yeah. Well, I feel good. I feel like we're synced up. Let's get into our next segment. It's called Hometown Headlines.
Newspapers tell us many things. They tell us what is happening in our own community and in other communities all over the world.
So you guys know the name of the game. We're bringing up weird headlines from our hometown. just to talk. I'll do one of mine first. I got a couple.
Sure.
This one's from Buffalo. This one says $400,000 worth of weed found in the Buffalo airport.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
120 fucking pounds of doobies found in the Buffalo.
I can't believe you call them doobies.
Hell yeah. It makes them seem more fun, you know, because I'm trying to get back into weed, which is something only a 29-year-old would say. I'm trying to get back into weed. But now I call them doobies to make it more fun, you know. Yeah. So they had a picture and it's like five cops standing in front of like bags of weed. It was awesome.
Wait, did they, this is such a dumb question, but did they find it randomly just in there, or they stopped someone trying to go through it?
They were like, what's in this? They didn't explain how it was found other than the canine sniffed it out. Fucking dogs are narcs.
Yeah, they're rats.
They are rats. They're fucking rats. Even I'll pass a regular dog and I say, get the fuck away from me.
Loyal my arse. They are not loyal. I've seen a couple of dogs who would walk off with me from their owner. So I'm like, you're not loyal.
Dogs are not loyal as fuck. Anyone who sniffs out weed, fucking losers. Yeah. Hall monitor ass bitch.
Yeah. Okay, they were trained to do it, all right? If anyone's the narc, it's
pussy
that fucking...
We got a dog lover. They're in cults.
I have a cat.
They're cults. All right?
But I'm just saying, that doggy... I'm calling him a doggy. That doggy has the worst job. He's like, I would rather be stoned with you playing frisbee in a park, but instead I got to sit here because the only way I get love is if I find your ass.
It's so true. He wants to be Scooby-Doo with Shaggy smoking a weed, but instead he has to be fucking, you know, Mike Pence out here criminalizing people.
Mother, do you have that weed? Mother?
Might I have a bone?
You're getting back into the weed.
So lately, I've been trying to kind of relax a little bit. I've been going to therapy. I've been working on my brain. It feels better. But I kind of just want to take the edge off for like a movie. Yeah. Like super chill stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know what my limit is. I got these 10 milligram weed things.
They edibles?
Little Starburst looking things. Because I feel like if I do like 5, I'll be fine. But if I go over any sort of limit, I will be like, who am I and why do I exist? Yeah, and gross. Fuck you, you fucking stupid ass bitch. Yeah. You haven't done enough in your life. And you should have a lot of regrets. Remember that one weird thing you did in college? Everyone remembers.
My whole week. That's been my whole week. No. That's just been my spiral.
So
that's why you're bacon.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're bacon a different way. She's bacon a different way.
Caitlin's bacon in the sun. I'm bacon in the week.
Let me do it again. Sorry, 1, 2. You're bacon. No, wait, shit. You're bacon.
What
she's
the fuck
baked.
Just happened?
You're bacon. I'm baked.
I fucked up what I was trying to say in my head. I meant to say she was baked and you're bacon.
How is she
are
bacon?
Are you calling me fat? No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Are, you calling, are you calling her a little pig?
Is this a European pig thing?
Oinky, oinky. You're making food because you're spiraling. Oh. It was a good joke.
She said bacon.
You didn't go that far, but I get it now.
This is all I got.
I do be
this
seeing what you did there.
I had sex last night, so I'm very tired.
Wonderful.
Thanks. I was wondering why you're looking so sleepy. Okay, now I know what's going on.
I thought she was bacon.
I'm baked.
We're all bacon.
I was baked last night.
Yeah, you were. Getting tipped over sideways, left and right.
That pie was in the oven, huh? Hey,
let's just hope that pie left the oven.
I'm
sorry I started this
cream pie.
I thought it was really good though.
We thought you said bacon, that's why.
Yeah, but we don't say that, we say rushers.
You gotta add the G at the end.
In my country,
she's like,
bacon
is rushers.
Bacon.
So yeah, I have been trying to do more weed. Would I do 400,000 pounds of weed? I don't know. It looked pretty good to me. What do you got for headline, Caitlin?
Oh, my headline. Okay. San Bruno, California, suburb of San Francisco.
Kelly girl, cool girl.
Yeah, pretty hip.
I thought you said Sam Bruno, and I was like, oh, who's this guy?
It's my hometown, and it's sad. Death investigation underway after human remains found in bag.
Army Hammer alert! Army's there. Okay, so do we know what the remains were?
They were very decomposed. They couldn't find out. They couldn't make an identification of who it was because they were so heavily decomposed. It was a contractor bag just on the side of a road. And people got called in to clean it up and they were like, it smells bad.
Ew.
And then they called the police.
That is horrifying.
It's a human being. San Bruno!
San Bruno, stand up!
Yeah.
Whenever I hear stories like this, I'm just like, I'm so thankful that the darkest thing in my life is just like my thoughts. And that I've never murdered, that I've never had to deal with remains. I've barely even seen dead bodies. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad I'm not barely, in the dark.
Oh, what dead
just
body?
Like at funerals. Oh, funerals. I've never seen like a lie, like a real, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch like Breaking Bad, I'm like, I can't, because I can't even think about being in the situation. Like these messed up lives, weeds got too much for me. A web of lies. And then when I read stuff like that, it just makes, or if I watch like true crime, I'm just like, I'm thankful that I'm not this man trying to tell the world that he did not kill his wife, because we all know he fucking did it.
We know. So, all right, Lacey Peterson.
Is it Lacey? Is it Tracy? Oh, Lacey.
I have
it's
no
Lacey.
Idea.
Well, Scott did it. Crime. We know it's Scott. We know it.
This is a real American white woman thing.
It's what he fucking buried her at the bottom of the river with the weights. And then there was that one true crime this summer with the guy with the glasses. He buried his fucking wife and kids in the oil rig where he worked. And then went on national TV and was like, please help me find my wife and kids.
Oh, yes.
What the fuck?
He buried the kids, too?
Yeah. Killed them.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah. It was heartbreaking. Devastating. And
so is that your hometown?
America.
That's your hometown?
Yeah. That's my hometown.
Well, wow. Ireland has, like, my dad's in a book of serial killers. Not because he's not a serial killer, but he was a policeman who worked on a couple of cases. And there was, like, stuff like women buried in, like, gardens and, like, or buried up the Wicklow Mountains. So... there was one case where a woman was running down the street naked. This guy saw her in the car, and then she hopped into a car. And anyway, it turns out that she was running away from her captors. They came up in a different car. She got into the car back with the captors, and then they killed her.
Oh,
so if she had just gotten into the car before, she would have been fine.
Oh my God.
Good God.
Talk about no regrets, am I right?
I'm so lucky I didn't have to. I feel so lucky I never had to make the decision which car jump into.
That's like a cousin of mine was just murdered as well. She's like a distant cousin, but she was murdered by her son in Toronto.
What?
Yeah, she's like very distant, but like I've met her a couple of times, lovely woman.
Her son?
Yeah, he has like psychosis problems.
This is why you don't have kids. You
don't have kids.
I know.
They're only going to kill you.
That's what I said to my grandmother. I was like, Jesus, I'm not regretting my decision not to have kids now. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking not have kids and just make this guy travel the world with me.
I'm not doing
this extended family shit. No. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
I want that too. I want a person to travel the world with.
Yeah.
Steve and I want kids.
Good luck.
I'm gonna freeze my eggs.
They're gonna kill you.
That's good.
I go back and forth. I say this now and at 10 o'clock tonight I'll be like, I just want a baby.
I go back and forth, and then I say, if you're back and forth, you probably should not have kids. Mm-hmm. Wait until it's like a tattoo, you know, and you're like, wait until you, okay, you know how the tattoos, they're like, don't get a tattoo until you know exactly, like you make it your phone background, and if you're not sick of it after a year, then you get the tattoo.
Yeah.
But everyone,
I think I'll get a dog
drunk
first and see how I feel. But I'm like weird about needy things. Like,
me too.
Something that needs me all the time, I'm like, ugh.
I can't even help myself.
You know,
that's,
I can't afford myself, never mind a child. Yeah. And I haven't met the right partner. Every guy I meet is like a fucking child himself, or I've met some great guys and it's not compatible. So it's like, Jesus, I'm so far from babies. I haven't even been in a serious relationship in 7 years.
Right.
I mean, 7 years.
I feel like this is just therapy for Katie.
There's no baby
We're
coming.
Just fixing Katie right
We're
now.
Fixing Katie. Well, Katie, what hometown headline do you have?
There's a walrus came to Ireland for the first time.
I feel like Katie's depressed. Are you okay?
I'm fine. My shoulders.
There was a fucking walrus.
My shoulder's really sore from the guy's house I stayed in.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it? It all comes back to the guy last night.
The walrus came anyway.
So there's a walrus first discovered in Ireland is what the headline was.
I think it's the first walrus that's ever come to
Ireland.
How
did he get there?
You know what? I didn't read the press more part. In my second headline.
This is what's problem with the society. We just read the headlines.
We read the headlines.
We don't read the facts.
Wait, I'll tell you my second one. Just a man with a mustache.
The second one was a guy murdered his mother, but that's not my cousin. This is in Ireland as well.
Okay.
And then the third one was the vaccine being
the AstraZeneca's
banned.
Vaccine in Ireland
like,
is
nope.
Giving people blood clots and shit.
No, in other countries, so they just did, they banned it. But I guess the walrus one is the best. I should look up what now why the walrus came. But I don't think they know. I'm sure they didn't ask them. They didn't interview them.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, Katie.
It can't be. We have a dolphin called. It begins with D anyway.
Dolphin.
Dolphiny.
He comes up in Dingle and he says hello to everybody, and then that's been going on for 30 years. It's definitely like you're
talking about the Dingle dolphin.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Dingle dolphin. Dingleberry.
The Dingleberry dolphin.
Finn or something, actually. Finn and Dingle. I don't know.
Why would you name a dolphin Dingle? I immediately think of Dingleberry, which is horrifying.
There was a headline once where a woman died because she had sex with her dog and the dog came inside her.
No.
She died?
Yeah, because she's allergic to the cum.
Oh. What? Are we all allergic to dog cum?
I'm
a little allergic to regular cum. That's why I got UTIs
from regular cum. Good luck to no condomless sex for me.
Dude, dicks are fucking horrifying.
It's also gross. I haven't let anybody come inside me in like 7 years.
Yeah, because when they come in, it leaks out of you 3 days later. You're fucking like
the street going, what just happened? Gloppity glop,
fucking
glop, glop.
Snail. Oh, undies so smell gross. Like the ocean. What is going on?
It smells like the trees and trees.
What is going on here?
Sperm.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Ew.
The fact that liquid comes out of their body and it looks like
and a little
rolls.
Bit comes out when you're blowing them, and a little bit comes out to like surprise
that
it. And if it gets it at the back of your throat, you just like, bleh. I can't. Sorry. So gross.
Pre-cum is horrifying.
I have to gag. I hope none of my
pre-cum is horrifying. Well, I got one more headline. This has been officially the worst
Caitlin's
segment.
Caitlin's not going to be friends with me after this. Manny's like, you were great the first time, Katie. The second time you were a mess.
This is great. No. We got enough to work with.
He's going to edit me out for the whole thing.
It's me and Caitlin. We're yelling about bacon.
Yeah. Who's bacon?
Why is she getting so mad at me? She just told me she was cooking.
I thought you were calling her a little pork chop. Okay, so my headline from Buffalo. This is Katie in 20 years. 54-year-old woman rescued after setting out on homemade raft on the Niagara River. So
laugh at me.
This bitch went out on the river and the police found her and they were like, you have to come back. It's cold out. Like, you look in, it was a homemade raft. They didn't even have pictures. I need to see pictures of what this raft looked like. Because no one has wood these days, so it had to be made out of like yoga mats and shit. So it was a homemade raft. 54-year-old, she's on the Niagara River, and they say, come back. And you know what she does? She holds up knives and she says, don't come. Do not come rescue me. And that's what this woman did on the
raft. Yeah,
like,
I get it. She's probably just been in the bad dating scene.
She's probably on Hinge.
I feel like walking into the Z.
Yes, they finally pulled her in and they were able to send her to like a psych ward or something. Yeah. But I think she was like not, she had like hypothermia. Not to mention, this whole week has been fucking freezing. In Buffalo, on the river, was probably like 0 degrees.
Yeah.
So this bitch is out there on a fucking
cereal
box. Did
she find why? Why did she say?
They didn't say why.
It's dating. I'm telling
you. You know what? I think she's great. You know, that's a can-do attitude.
Yeah.
She saw a challenge and she was like, I'm going to get my yoga mats. I'm going to get my big shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm really going to make a fucking
raft. She's going to bring my knives.
She's a planner. She knew that the police would come. She had her knives ready to go.
Right.
Fairness to her. She gets shit done.
Yeah, let's praise her a little bit.
She broke the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
I with her knife.
Yeah, only men be rafting.
Men be rafting. They be white rod of rafting. They be out here.
You know, but if she were a man and she had a problem, she'd go shoot up someplace. She had a problem, she went by herself in the river.
Yeah.
You
know, it's a very female way to handle it.
Very like Virginia Woolf vibes.
Yeah.
Some men could go into the fucking sea river.
Shooting your head in an oven? That's too predictable.
Yeah.
I'm getting on a raft and I'm going to end it all.
We're doing it Titanic style. Jack is drowning. I'm here. Blow the whistle. They didn't say, but I'm guessing dating. Maybe some guy.
Has to be.
Always.
It's always dating.
Maybe her dog died and she was like, this was the only person who came inside of
me. Yeah, maybe her dog. She fucked her dog now. And the only.
She found out she was allergic to his cum and she was like, it's a matter of time. And so she got on her raft.
Sido, stay.
I just choked on
stay
my
away,
hair.
Little Snoopy. Don't come.
You'll never fuck a dog.
No,
you
I won't.
They're
no.
not loyal, remember?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Men are dogs. I fucking have dogs.
Yes, we know. All right. Well,
Sorry, I'm terrible. Why is this one so saying such a dumb shit?
No, you're being wonderful.
This is great.
Oh my god. I think it's because if you have sex with a weird person, you become weird. So I got a few days to shake it off.
That is true. I mean, his DNA might be kind of inside you. Mm. So
do you think we turn into the men we fuck?
Slowly, but surely. I used to, but now I'm like,
oh my god, no!
I'm turning into a clean comic.
Oh, I need to fuck one of those.
I saw you the other night. You first.
My career will do better. Oh my god, give me some clean comic, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm turning into an anxiety riddled woman.
I'm turning into a whore.
Yeah. I used to become the guy I was fucking. Like I used to, you know.
Yeah, we do our morphs.
But now I'm like, no, I will not watch Lord of the Rings with you.
The last
nerd.
Nerd alert.
No, the last guy I was seeing, I watched UFC from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
No.
With him, so. And he was like, he's a really nice person. I will preference this, but he did say, oh, he's got a British accent. So he was like, all right, Katie, my friend said you must have magic poon because you're watching the fucking fights with me. And magic poon means magic pussy. And I was like,
thank you for
he was basically,
is that a butthole?
He was basically like, you're like special because we're watching the fights together. And I was like, dude, it should be like, oh, I'm not lucky to get to watch the fights. You're lucky some girls sit here from 8 to 1.
Yeah, you're fucking lucky, bitch.
But I am having good sex, so there's at least that.
Which I never have. So I respect, we all have our pros and cons.
Yeah, the most recent guy's sex, he picked me up and drove me all the way to Brooklyn. So I was like, and made me food and stuff. Okay. So that was good. That was good.
Okay.
And I told him we weren't having sex, but then I got all horny.
Isn't this podcast about how women can talk about anything but sex?
Oh, were we not talking about sex?
No. But when I first started,
it's
I was
time of the week.
No,
it's
Katie.
Periods.
Caitlin was here when I first started, and it was like the goal is to be like a not. No, it was just supposed to be like not about.
Okay, go back to this.
No,
sorry.
But now Katie comes on.
Sorry, I am
magic poon. Magic poon and MMA fights. I'm a slut. I got horny.
Well, don't tell anyone.
This is great.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibes. Good. Let's talk about our topics up top. The vaccine is coming. I'm getting mine this week, bitch.
I got it.
How are you guys prepping for the return? What's the vibe? I know Caitlin's on the Peloton. I'm on the Peloton. I'm jogging. I'm trying to disappear. How much.
I'm trying to get fucking small.
I want to take up as little space as possible. I'm done with the body positivity. I want no body. I want to have none. I want to be a floating t-shirt by the end of this. That's how I'm prepping.
I'm prepping. I'm working out 6 days a week.
Six.
And I'm not trying to get skinny. I'm trying to get fucking...
Hell yeah.
Yoked out. I'm trying to get like, oh, like breaking belts with my neck. I'm just trying to fucking. That's what I want. That's what I want. To look terrifying.
Yes.
All right.
I think that the exercise thing is fun because it's the only thing that's like fully in our control right now. So it feels good to like see the gains and see the results. You're like, well, I didn't get booked today, but I did crush a Peloton. What's up, Alex Toussaint? How are you?
Do you have a Peloton?
I have the knockoff, as is Caitlin. Yeah, we both have the.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. Number one life hack, get a spin bike off Amazon. And then just get the Peloton app.
Or even Craigslist. I got mine for $150 on Craigslist. We almost broke up trying to fit it in the trunk of my car. But we got it in there. And now he uses it. And I'm like, okay, who's using the Peloton knockoff?
Who's using the Peloton knockoff? That's the ultimate question of the quarantine.
Yeah,
I haven't. I've been fit. Mostly because summer's coming too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I am not about to spend another summer not looking good in shorts.
Yes,
bring
yes,
it fucking
yes.
on.
I got one of those cellulite things where you like rubs out your cellulite.
Oh,
she's trying.
That
she's
sounds
trying.
Like it does not work, but I support your purchase.
Guys, I need
Thank
to
you so
exercise.
Much. It was $50.
Oh my God.
I don't do anything. I need to exercise.
Well, what have you been doing to pray? You don't have to do what we do. That's what we do.
I did work on my mental health. I think this past year, I just kind of was just like, if someone says something mean, it's not personal. I worked on that logical voice.
That's great.
That's but a no really exercise. Good one.
I also stopped wearing face makeup a year ago.
Hell yeah.
And I'm just like living my life with no
makeup.
That's
great.
Yeah. Still coloring in the eyebrows though, because I got that 5 head.
Course.
And if I don't, it'll be a 7 head.
Oh. So. I got told I had a big forehead on reels.
Who the hell told you? Oh,
I get it all the
Instagram,
time.
Instagram, TikTok, they're out
mean.
Here.
They're so mean on reels.
Oh my God.
TikTok, very supportive for some reason. Very supportive. Reels. Oh my God.
No, I get the mean on the TikTok too. I get the teeth thing and I'm like, bitch, Madonna had a gap, okay? They're like, she's obviously British. Look at those teeth.
People actually say I have perfect teeth on TikTok, so I can't relate to that. Perfect teeth.
I got a cute gap, okay? It keeps me looking young. Look.
Yeah, you look like a model, America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
So you haven't, when people say mean things, you flip it. That I've been doing that too lately. Or if people are like short with me, or if they're like rude for no reason, I say, you're in a dark place.
Yeah, yeah.
Or because you're distracted. It's not about me.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just so
and
much
if it is about me, I'm honored.
Yeah. Thank you for thinking of me.
Thank you for being jealous, whore. Oh,
it's so true though. Like it makes everything easier. Or just going, if someone's annoyed at you, just going, time. And then, you know, I feel so much chiller.
It, like, especially in comedy, everyone's always getting mad at someone for no reason. Like you get mad at someone for going viral, like, or someone gets mad at you for posting too much. Well, you know what? That's what I do to stay afloat.
Yeah. I tell people if they're my friends or the comedians and they're like, oh, what's your Instagram? I'm like, you can follow me, but you better mute me.
I know. I'm always like, I'm so sorry.
I posted twice today and that was just on my page. Never mind my stories. Ever.
What fucking ever?
Post on everything.
I have been able to flip that. Like, when people are weird to me, it's like, it's them.
Yeah. It's always them.
I'm not thinking about you any more than I should.
Once you're nice and stuff, there's no reason for... And, like, and people do get intimidated for their own reasons, or, like, jealous, or all of these things. And or you're just mad. You're in a pandemic, you're traumatized, and you just get mad at someone for no reason. So that's what I just think. I'm just like, she's flipping it. Like, friends or something. I'll be like, dude, friends flipping out because...
Friends flipping out. People are on social media all day, and they build these things up in their head about other people, and they have no idea the other people are also suffering.
Yeah.
Because we put on a facade of like, I'm joking all day. I'm fucking not.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not always happy. Even influencers are not always happy. Yeah. People are exhausted.
Yeah, my friend dated a couple of girls in the pandemic, and every time he ended it, they fucking went nuts. Mm. And he was like, what is going on? It's this country, it's Americans. And I was like, no, it's a pandemic. You're giving a person a chance to get angry at you. It's not about you. It's about the year they've been stuck in their home.
And you were the way out, and now it's over.
You have nothing to get mad at somebody.
To do but sit at home and like think about what could be. And
You know, people are getting mad over little things just because it's a...
It's so true. Mad at jokes, mad at like everyone's getting canceled.
Oh my God, jokes,
I'm excited because of this. I'm excited to like return to stand up and actually appreciate my life and lifestyle. I feel like before the pandemic, I was always like, I'm tired all the time and I have to be out at night. Now I'm like, bring it fucking on. I'm ready to appreciate that I can entertain people, that I have a skill, and I used to take it for granted, I think. And I also think I used to undermine that skill and be like, yeah, it's so easy. I should be doing more. But now I'm like, no, it is a actual thing I can do. And I used to devalue it.
Yeah, it is a skill. And I remember just being like, so like, oh, I have, you know, this many shows tonight. It's going to be exhausting. But it's like, oh, no. I cannot wait to have this many shows tonight and be like, I'm spending all my money on Ubers to get there. Literally. This is so thrilling.
I'm excited to like actually like record my sets and work on my shit. I always used to fear that. I used to fear like comics in the back and stuff. And now I'm like, nope. I'm out here doing and I have an agenda tonight, and you are not in it.
Now I'm like, I used to feel so embarrassed like taping my sets because people would come up and be like, what are you taping for? What are you taping for? And now I'm just like, now I'm taping every single set because the only way to get anything is by or learning from your sets and getting better. And it's just like, and I'm not feeling embarrassed anymore. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I don't need to prove anything to you.
No, I know. Who cares? They think about it for a second and then they were thinking about their own shit. People are so absorbed.
Okay, so that's how we're prepping. I'm excited. I'm also excited to have like a little bit of an exercise routine. I think I've built exercise into my life where it's like something I just do now. Whereas before it would be like week on, week off. Ugh, I can't keep it up.
I'm going to do it. But no, I'll do it tomorrow.
It really helps. I hate it. It actually helps with the mental health.
It makes you feel a lot better.
Really. The mental thing is like huge.
Okay, I'll do it.
Because if you attach it to like body stuff, it's harder because you're like, oh, I feel fat today. I don't want to. But if you're mental, you're just like, I do this because on the other side of it, I'm going to feel awesome. Really helps. Highly recommend.
Yes. Okay, I'll do it.
Based on everything's going on here,
I clearly need it.
Oh, Maddie's got those roast jokes in now.
And these these are just
I think
facts.
I'm doing fine. I think I'm doing chill. And then I do Maddie's podcast. And I'm like, I need to get therapist. $60 a week. I gotta find that.
I know. I gotta take that out of my ass.
The fucking take it out of your magic poon.
Well, I didn't have magic poon enough to keep them. I'll tell you that. So. It obviously was not magic.
BetterHelp, $60 a week, and they say that's cheap. Cheap. Better that's half of what I make a week.
Do not do BetterHelp. I beg of you. Do not do BetterHelp.
Send me your therapist.
I'll send you my therapist.
I need one.
Okay, so we got the return coming, and we got the. Do we think? Okay, Caitlin and I are in relationships. Mm-hmm. I can confirm my sex life is not a life. It's non-existent. It's an embryo right now. What do we got, Caitlin, in a relationship?
I would say about once a week we have sex.
Wow. Yeah. That's bad for you, though.
Yeah. We used to have sex like 3 times a week, but the pandemic definitely just...
That is way too
even
many
at the start?
Me.
3 times a week?
Oh, at the start, it was like a lot.
At the start, it's like 11 times a day.
I know.
Like, I'm addicted to you. And then you...
I need to smell your ears now.
Canceling parties to be in your fucking belly button.
Yeah. But then like our normal was like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Once it got like stable, you know?
Yeah.
And then pandemic, it really dropped off. And I think the longest we went was 15 days. And that's because I worked... during the day, and we were doing an install, so I was working from 7, and I was working out in the morning too, so I was up from 7 a.m. and getting home at like 8 or 9. Then I was like, do not touch me. And we had to like work the weekends too, so that was like a 2.5 week period where we didn't, and then we came back and we had a bunch of sex. It was great.
Good.
But yeah, I would say important. Averaging about once a week during the pandemic.
Once a week is a lot for me. I'm just gonna throw that out there. I feel like, but I know that it's not long term, because I did a gig out of town for a weekend, and when I came back, I was like, let's fuck now. So I know once we get out and about, I think it'll come back.
But right that now, extra stimulation that
extra,
and you feel good about yourself.
You feel good. Yeah. You saw a bunch of ugly people in a casino, and you're like, I want to go home to my normal boyfriend who has good, you know, wears regular clothes and isn't 500 pounds. And then you look at him, and I also. Like Jordan and I were talking about this. You want to go out and you want to see him talking to like other people and be like, oh, that's my man.
You
want to see him talking to a girl and be like, mm-mm.
I know that. I love that too. Yes. When a girl like walks up to him, she's like, hey, and he's like, and then my boyfriend's like, oh, and I'm like, no,
he's
I
like,
love
I'm
it.
80 pounds.
I'm 80 pounds. What do you want to do? You're going to steal me?
Put me in a purse. She tried to put me in a purse.
But you should just do more like doggy style and fantasize that someone else is fucking you. That's what you need. More women need to fantasize. No,
I don't really like that. It's not person based. It's not person based at all.
I'm very attracted to my boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not at all.
I'm not saying you're not attracted to him, but you know, I don't know.
Pretending anyone else, it's not like.
Also, what do I know? I haven't been in a relationship in 7 years. So what am I saying?
Because you keep thinking of someone else. Yeah. You've got to really imprint.
I just
on
like the new.
Person.
And then when it's past the new and it's not fucking 5 times a day, I'm like, bye.
I get that.
For me, it's like the doggy style. It's really just like we're in solitary confinement all day.
Yeah,
and until we're out and about on a regular basis, and until I see him put his fucking suit for work back on and I get out of this button up with the boxers, like, I'm not gonna fuck you when you're wearing this.
Does he listen to this?
Literally going on. No.
Oh, it'd be so great if tomorrow he was wearing pants.
I can do it. Maddie loves it when Andrew wears pants. That's crazy.
He's probably playing video games because he'll go to a Zoom call for work with a button up and tie on, and the rest of the day he'll wear that outfit. The button up and the tie and the boxers. Just today, 2 p.m., the meeting's been over for 5 hours. He's cooking chicken in that fucking outfit. And then I say, oh, and you wonder why it's been 6 weeks. So that's what I think is, you get too comfortable in a way that's beyond like marriage.
Yeah.
People are like, and I made a joke about it on TikTok, and people were like, get used to it. If you can't survive the quarantine, then good luck with marriage. I'm like,
no,
it's different,
marriage
though.
Is different. Yeah. You're
it's
not trapped
a full
together.
Time in a shithole apartment where you got your
it's not
hairs
natural
on
what
each
you're
other's
doing.
Face, and you're going through laundry, like, and you're stepping on each other's clothes. Yeah.
No.
No.
No one should be around someone 24/7.
No, it's
I
not no
agree.
Healthy boundaries.
And
no.
then date night is sitting in the fucking parking lot eating diner food. And you say, this is really romantic. Great.
Yeah, No. There even therapists on TikTok say that there's a reason why there's so many divorces is
just because no one's meant to be that around each other that much. It's not, yeah, fuck that.
What do you guys think of my strategy for going out fucking people bad and then coming back and fucking
I think it's a terrible idea, and I don't think it will work. I think it will lead to your imminent breakup.
Well, he has to have sex with only ugly people, and then I think it'll
No, I think this is a terrible
idea.
He has
to go out and have sex with like uggos, and then I can have sex with hot guys.
No, because then you'll feel unattracted by him, because you'll be like, what, he only fucks uggos? You know?
Yeah, it'll make you feel less about yourself. Yeah. Oh, you can only pull uggos?
I see what you mean.
No, don't start this game. No. This is a risky road.
All right, all right.
You keep that to yourself.
No, Steve will pull great.
You
babes.
Think so?
Oh, my God. You're the amount of women who hit on Steve in front of my face is incredible.
Shut up, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes.
You're a babe, too. I thought you said Andrew, sorry. But yeah, you're both babes.
Who's hitting on Steve?
When we go on the road,
yeah, Steve's
it's
a cutie.
Like a
really?
Moth to the flame. And he's got little abs. Yeah.
Steve's a cutie.
He's
so
a cutie.
I'm not saying he's not, but I think more men would flock to you. But I also understand
no,
when
I'm
you're
terrifying.
When you're a woman in comedy.
I was just
going
to say
yeah.
women in comedy are intimidating.
We don't get. I think it's just men funny on stage. Women are like, But then it doesn't even matter what he looks like. I'm not saying Steve's ugly at all, but or like not attractive. It's just like the funny, the man on stage. You could be Ralphie fucking May and RIP. And women audiences are still like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But the female comedians and like Nikki Glaser is single, like what the fuck is going on here? Like, men,
so one of the male comics said, but I don't know if I should, well anyway, well should I say his name, but he said that the problem is for us females is that our personality gets the guy and then our stage personality scares him away. it's fucking true.
I'm pretty much like really similar on stage, which is horrifying for me.
Yeah, but you're both dating comedians.
Yeah,
I've had guys be like, oh, this is fun, but she's as if the mother saw your Instagram. You know, they don't see me as a long-term possibility because I do sex positive
it's
jokes.
True with the comedians. You guys want to bring home the one with the 9 to 5 because the family thing is a huge thing. Even meeting his family, I was like, oh, I'm a comedian who says sex jokes and stuff.
Yeah, I know, it's really stressful. The last guy I really liked, now he was a very strict religion, but and then also what I do, I was like, I just knew, I was like, this isn't going to be, and it's hard because you're not going to stop doing what you do, but I think for you two, dating a comedian is a good idea.
It was the best thing that happened.
Thing I ever did in my life.
Oh, yeah, hear that, Mr. No Pants Boy?
No matter what box
you need
you
to
wear.
Get up to once a week, though.
I know. Is there like, I'm just tired.
I watch porn beforehand. That helps.
When I do that, when he leaves and I watch porn, he comes back, I'm ready to go. So maybe I should just sneak more of that in there.
Yeah, or just watch it together.
I don't like doing it because then I'm like, because then I always have to be funny. Like, I can't allow myself to like get, because then it's like embarrassing. You're like, I'm all wet now. But
you're embarrassed?
Yes.
This is the problem. You have more shame than me with sex.
I have a lot of shame.
I
might have more than you. Yeah.
I watch feminist porn.
Yeah.
So then I'm making him
does
watch
not
feminist
exist.
Porn.
No, I'm kidding.
It's real. and then we watch a video together and then
Okay. Okay. Well, let me ask you one more question before we wrap up today. Dungeons and Dragons exploded this year. Fucking losers. What is one thing you've done over the core that you never really did before?
Playing Settlers of Catan.
Shut the fuck up, really?
Oh my God,
dude,
it's a fun time.
So you know, like, stuff like Dungeons and Dragons. Like,
yes, my roommates played Dungeons and Dragons.
Shut up,
and I
really?
Made fun of them, and then they brought out Catan, and I made fun of them again, but then they were like, you should play Catan. And I
was like, Catan.
Yeah, let's play it. Let's Catan.
Yeah.
And then I actually played, and it was delightful.
Yeah.
And we play it often now. We bought the expansion packs. I mean, we are in it.
So they're like board games, strategic board games. Dungeons and Dragons is a little bit more improv-y. It's kind of like storytelling through a game. And I actually played one over Zoom. It was more fun than I expected.
See?
You can like joke around. It's like literally like an improv game.
It's like Lord of the Rings meets improv.
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
Maybe. But it was more fun. It was unexpectedly fun. I could see if I was like single getting into like a Zoom meetup of like Dungeons and Dragons. Something I do now is like a crossword every single day.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Thanks. They're hard.
Yeah.
Because the New York Times gets harder every day. Monday, I'm like, I'm a fucking boss. I'm motherfucking Da Vinci over here.
Yeah. I have to
Tuesday
that.
Is more like, okay. And then Wednesday's like, I'm stupid. And then Thursday's like, I'm dumb as hell. And then Friday, do not even. And then Sunday's the big one where I get like three and then give up.
That's how I would feel on the Monday one. Yeah. I can't say words.
Or no, the Monday's easy as fuck.
No, I can't do it.
The minis are too easy. The minis.
It doesn't make
sense. That's an ego boost from the New York Times.
Yes.
They're like, another word for
light.
Yeah.
Even I'm like, what is another word for light?
What you say at the end of a prayer, amen. It's like the easiest fucking word. It's like last name of our current president. Easiest clues ever.
Trump.
Yeah.
Not my president.
Not my president.
Biden.
Biden. No president of mine. I don't want that stimulus. I don't want that motherfucking stimulus.
Yeah. Please stop trying to help us.
They didn't give it to me. And I didn't get it yet. You didn't get it yet. I didn't get two of them yet.
I didn't get that last one either.
Okay. Cool. Mm-mm. You're an American. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll start. I'll wait. I got the last one. Okay.
You got the 1400.
Give me.
I haven't gotten the 1400. I got the 600.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to spend the 1400 on?
Probably rent. Flights to gigs.
Oh, I'm going to Punta Cana.
Nice.
Punta Cana.
Ah, that sounds like the
magic Punta Cana.
Yeah. I didn't do
it. AKA Tulum.
AKA, yeah.
I did do, the whole time I was like, shit, I haven't done anything. Started using toner.
What's toner?
Face toner.
Oh,
okay. That was my.
I see thing. for the question that was 40 minutes ago.
You didn't ask me. I felt left out. I felt left out.
Well, that is our pod. It has been a time and a half. I have so much enjoyed you guys being here. I hope you had a good time.
Can't wait. I had a very nice time.
I had a wonderful time. Katie's leaning over the mic, like with her hair in her face, looking good. How are you?
It's covering this spot.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see now. I didn't notice before, but
no one would notice.
Yeah.
Where can we find you guys? Katie, where can we find you?
Katie Boyle Comic, mm-hmm. please.
Great. Caitlin Palufo, everything. On TikTok, I had one thing do well, so
yes.
Get ready.
So check it out. That's TikTok. You got one thing do well and everything else bombs. So
yep, pretty much.
Join the club. No,
that's how they get you hooked.
That's how they get you fucking hooked. They have one of your things going incredibly viral, and then you don't know what to do for the next.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of accept that you will never be famous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't want to be famous. I just want to be financially secure.
Yeah, I just want to not have to go back to a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks guys for listening. If you're listening,
I apologize.
No, don't. No. You're all rushers. Caitlin's a rusher.
If you're watching,
Maddie's a rusher.
Bacon. What's a rusher?
A bacon.
When you said you thought watching, I was calling you bacon, we say rushers.
Jesus Christ!
Because it was rationed in Ireland. We weren't allowed to get it. The British wouldn't give it to us.
Oh, I see. I see. Oh.
So if we got some bacon, we were like, oh, rushers.
Oh.
Anyway.
The more you know. If you guys are watching,
this bitch is trying to get hit. Okay.
If you guys are watching, I don't think you're a rusher. I don't think you're bacon. You heard what you wanted to hear.
Just because she's a pork chop. Okay.
You guys are uncultured. You don't understand accents. Get out of America.
I'm cultured as fuck. She's wearing tie dye. I'm wearing a fucking bun. We're cultured.
Is this
bitch.
Appropriation?
Of what? Stoners?
Yeah. What is it? The Grateful Dead?
I don't know.
They're all fucking in the ground.
Yeah. Well, you're appropriating with that. That's like Sweden.
This is literally the fucking
She's
IKEA
appropriating
shirt.
A mom's workout.
This is definitely Swedish. This is Norway vibe.
Kids, get up. We're eating dinner. Dinner is ready. If you're watching on Patreon, thank you so much for being here. If you're listening, consider joining the Patreon. There's a lot going on. Video episodes. You can watch us laugh at each other. And then there's solo Maddie podcast every Thursday. Patreon.com/Maddie Smith. Join now. Become a Maddie Baddie. Thank you. Bye.